Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Kole Tengela on our world. He's president of Tengela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Public Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tengela's take.
Last Saturday was the 4th of July, contrary to what most people think of this so-called holiday. It cannot be simply thought of as a celebration, some coast-to-coast, nationwide block party where you randomly roll up in your friends' and neighbors' backyards and freeload barbecue. The reason why is this. It's a screwed-up holiday, particularly for anybody of color, socially or politically conscious, or just plain not in denial of reality. The 4th of July should really be called Happy Dependence if you're a straight white guy day. The great Frederick Douglass once said, "What to an American slave is the 4th of July?" I'll tell you what, it's the beginning of the legitimizing of human enslavement. Over a century of physical torture that makes the CIA's waterboarding and stress positions seem like aerobics. Generational psychological trauma and self-hatred. Now that's the makings of a party. So put some potato salad on my plate. If you're a Native American sister or brother, you probably feel about the 4th of July the way you would feel about being carjacked. But in this case, the car is your country. Did you know that buried deep in the Declaration of Independence is a line that refers to Native Americans as merciless savages? Simon Moya, who is Lakota Indian and Chicano, so you know he's ticked off, says, "Any holiday that refers to my people in such a repugnant, racist manner is simply not worthy of celebrating. You need a tall glass of lemonade to wash that down." Check this out. If you were a woman during these colonial times and you had a strong opinion and a vision on how you wanted to live your life, you would be burned at the stake as a witch. Hit me with some baked beans on that one. If gay Mr. Abraham the farmer were to profess his love for gay Mr. Samuel the blacksmith, both of them would receive the death penalty. Light me a firecracker. So the next 4th of July, when you're with your neighbors in the backyard cooking out, and one of them says, "Happy 4th of July to you," you just say back, "Happy White Supremacy and Genocide Day." Now give me one of those hot dogs with mustard and extra relish. My name's Kole Tengela, and that's my take.